Good morning, everyone. Today is Friday. In Hawaii, we celebrate Aloha Friday. And with that said, I want to start this segment with love and aloha. You know, I'm watching TikTok and I'm just amazed at all the videos of the vaccine. Yet, you know, it seems like there's this over-censorship pertaining to people saying anything negative pertaining to the same. Why is that? I just saw a video of a girl on a podcast screaming that she doesn't care, doesn't want to know, wants nothing to do with people saying or speaking about them not getting the vaccine. Yet here she is belting on a public platform that she got it and doesn't care what we do. There seems to be a medical apartheid going on. What is the difference between racial apartheids and medical apartheids? Anytime there is division pertaining to an agenda that is not inclusive, Houston, we have a freaking problem. This seems to be the trend here in America. If it's not no need Irish apply, no colored people allowed, now it's no non-vaccinated. Who said that we're not vaccinated? Is it not true that everyone up until now has been up to date on all of the vaccines that are recommended by our doctor and care providers? Why are we listening to our government, who is not well known in the medical field? Why aren't the doctors speaking out? Listen, I just took my son to the doctors and they asked me, are we vaccinated? I said, we are with others, but not with the COVID. And you know what they said? Absolutely freaking nothing. We just moved on with our freaking day. So at the end of the day, while you pro-vaxxers are contributing to a medical apartheid, a vaccination apartheid, I'm going to tell you right now, we don't care what you have to say, because what you're doing is you are pushing us into a very, very uncomfortable situation. And when I say that, I mean we are entertaining, creating a revolution. And if you thought the BLM was something, you better know that now the left and the right are coming together, because this is something that we all agree on. This is hypocrisy at best. How dare anybody tell us what to do with our bodies? This is against free will. And with that said, that is God's rule. God gave us free will. No man on earth can tell us what to do with our bodies. We have the right to do what we want, especially when it comes to our religious freedom. They're trying to take God out of everything. Houston, I have a problem with that. Everyone who doesn't believe in God, then that's cool. You don't see me shoving my Bible down your throat. So why the heck are you pushing your freaking vaccine? And then they're making fun of us on the left, saying and mocking that we have done our research. If you literally haven't done basic research, you probably did get the vaccine because you didn't know it was a freaking trial. Yes, the first one was a trial, the second one was a trial, and now we're on the third trial. And the only way to get the vaccine approved by the FDA is to push it in our children over my dead body. You will put that in my kid's freaking body. Okay, knowing dang well they don't need it. And how do I know that? Because I'm a mom and my kids get sick every year and they don't do nothing when my kids get sick. Sorry. Mind you can't even cough around here. People think it's the COVID-19. Can we not have allergies in the morning? The hell, I need another cup of coffee. At the end of the day, ain't nobody supposed to tell you what to do with your body. I mean, this feels like fascism at best. I mean, can you guys just like tone it down, you pro-vaxxers, okay? Listen, we've all gotten sick. This thing has done really nothing to people in their 30s and younger. This is a respiratory virus that really affects elderly people, okay? And if you're elderly and you got the vaccine, good for you. Okay, but at this point, now with the Delta, it doesn't freaking matter if you got the vaccine or not. Basically, we're all on the freaking chopping blocks. So, you know, it's just kind of mind-boggling. Most people at old age die anyways from being sick. And how many people die a year from the freaking flu? I have never gotten a flu shot. Never, never. I get sick once a year, tops. And I always, you know, quarantine. And then I'm straight. Ain't nobody outside roaming freaking sick. If you're sick, like deathly sick, where you can't breathe, breathe. You are not in the public. You are in your bed. You're at the doctor's. You're taking medicine. You're in CVS, line 5, getting the Robitussin. You're not freaking out at the freaking movies. You don't feel good. Ain't nobody sick outside. Like, they need to stop with the hypocrisy. Keep it real and be honest with people. Take your vitamin C, all right? There's so many good vitamins out there that can help your already robust freaking immune system. I mean, let's not negate the fact that we have immunity. It's like the freaking chicken pox. Remember that? Your mom would tell you to go outside, right? And then get sick. You know, basically the olden way to do it is you play with kids that are already infected. You get it and then you move on. You get sick for a little bit, then you move on. You know, it's just kind of mind-boggling. I'm just terrified for everybody at this point because, you know, if the government decides to push this as a mandatory thing, I do believe that 40% of the population is going to have a problem with that. And let me tell you something. I live in Connecticut. We are freaking really strict when it comes to knowledge. And I know everybody here has done their freaking homework. 48 congressmen have invested in these big pharmaceuticals. Why aren't people talking about how many people are making money off this freaking vaccine? Whenever you mix money with the government, we got a freaking problem, all right? Especially we live in a capitalist freaking country. You understand? This is a problem. Houston, we have a problem when people are thinking of this pandemic as an opportunity to come up. I want nothing to do with it, okay? And you know, and if anybody's asking me, Andrea, why do you have a problem with this vaccine? Like, what is it about this vaccine that made you so anti-COVID vaccine? I'm not anti-vaccine, but COVID vaccine. It's because when I realized that people were dying and no one cared pertaining to pro-vaxxers, then I realized that this is another situation where people are being marginalized. And it's been a slippery slope ever freaking since. There are people like Rachel McKinney who have died, who was a mother, who's around my age. You know, there was tons of stories that I read about from people in the UK that took the vaccine, thought that they were doing something good, including a doctor. And guess what? They're dead. And people are continuously to have these adverse reactions and nobody's trying to prevent them from happening. You know, mere fact is, why aren't doctors making sure that you're not, you know what I'm saying, going to have these adverse reactions? Hey, listen, if you are a good candidate to get the vaccine, then I feel like your doctor should be able to tell you that. But I believe that without a examination from your care provider who knows you, knows if you have allergies, takes tests to see if you have allergies, lets you know and informs you what's in it, then why would I take it? There's not even a consultation. They just want to jab this thing in all of our arms. Do you not see that this is a freaking problem? This is against our Constitution, you know what I mean? I think on the highest level. But what I hope is that we can all come together and stand together and realize that we work well together on left and right and center, together then divided. With that said, peace and love. And know that love always wins. Point blank, period.